It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado is suing the Trump administration over federal food aid funding. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The lawsuit would force the Trump administration to tap into an emergency fund and provide benefits in November for the federal food program known as SNAP. With the government shutdown grinding on, the Department of Agriculture said it couldn't tap the contingency funds and would not provide benefits starting on November 1st. It would affect about 600,000 Coloradans who utilize SNAP. Colorado is joining other Democratic-led states in the lawsuit. Attorney General Phil Weiser says the administration is making a, quote, deliberate, illegal, and inhumane choice by not utilizing the over $5 billion in funds. Republicans counter that Senate Democrats could ensure that SNAP benefits are paid by ending the shutdown. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Federal immigration officers reportedly shoved an elderly woman to the ground during a protest of the ICE office in Durango Tuesday. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the Colorado Bureau of Investigation and the FBI are investigating.
This started on Monday morning when Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers detained two kids and their father while on their way to school in Durango. ICE told Durango police they tried to release the kids to another parent but were unsuccessful. When Durango police tried to reunite the kids with their mother, they were told it was no longer an option. ICE also wouldn't allow the Durango police into their facility to do a welfare check on the kids after a report they were in duress, the city says. The incident sparked a protest, which turned violent on Tuesday, officials said, when the father and two kids were moved out of Durango. ICE had no immediate comment. Durango PD says they'll work with schools to start helping families get to class without ICE interference. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Expenditures related to the discovery of decomposing bodies at the mortuary owned by the former Pueblo County coroner are adding up. County commissioners plan to ask the state to kick in more funding to help cover costs. This is KRCC and CPR News.